I was born in Indianek in King and Queen County to Chief and Chief Captain and Gladys Nelson. And I'm a fourth generation chief in my family. And I have remained in that location my entire life. As a matrilineal tribe, we've had Native women leaders for as long as we've been around. And they have been revered and celebrated as leaders. Well, historically, it was hereditary ascension, which would have come through the line of the woman. Right now, currently, I am the chief, a female, and I have a male assistant chief, which balances out the authority levels for both sexes in the community and really seems to work real well. The word Rappahannock means the people who live where the water rises and falls. And from my perspective, it's really indicative of the historical continuity of the tribe. There are times that we rose into power for purposes of war or purposes of survival or for purposes of fighting for our rights. And other times we flowed and ebbed, so to speak, as a community and just peacefully lived among ourselves. After we were removed off of the river, we were escorted into New Kent County at the time because King and Queen didn't become a county until 1691. But after that, then King and Queen became a county in Indianek, and that general area in King and Queen, Caroline, and Essex is where our people settled. And I suspect that from the village up in this area, people went, and from Port Tobago, they went west over to Central Point in Caroline County, and then Champlain in Essex County, and then over to Indianek and King and Queen. Then people scattered north, then people scattered north in the early 20s to get away from all of the racial prejudice that was here. And so I just feel like, you know, over time we have risen and fallen as a tribal, a group of community people. And I think it's really interesting now that, you know, in George's time, he was collecting people and trying to get people back that had been scattered from the Civil War. And then during the 20s, we were getting people back that were migrating out in the late 1800s and the early 20s. And tribal people migrated to certain places in cities, certain communities in cities where they lived together communally almost like they did here. It was really interesting to see how the migration patterns had been. And then they would work and send money back to Indianek to pay for lobbyists and lawyers and people that were fighting for our rights as Native people here. And so it would have been something that probably historically would have been done. They would divide up and then pool their resources to fight for everybody,